I think one has to always be very careful based on preliminary visits that you think you know what you see. But what is very clear, having visited a number of informal settlements, but also visited vulnerable host communities, Lebanese host communities, as well as Ain al-Helwa, for instance, the UNRWA-administered Palestinian refugee camp, there are two or three messages. For the Syrian refugees, they would very much like their children to be in school and enable them to continue to go to school. They are looking for opportunities to supplement their very minimal, below-par access to some resources. They very much ask for additional targeted international assistance. And ultimately, I think the majority are very much hopeful for a political solution to the Syria crisis so they can go back home and rebuild their lives. In the interim period, however, we have to do as much as we can to work closely with the Lebanese government to make sure that the urgent needs are met of the refugees. UNHCR, of course, has a leadership role there. It has assumed that from the beginning of the crisis, as per its mandate, with the wider UN family, national partners, NGOs. But we also know that there are gaps. Sadly, in today's world, with multiple crises of great complexity and significant impact, whatever the international community will finance, it may not bridge the gap. So we need to make sure that we meet the needs of the most vulnerable, that we get more children in school, and we look at opportunities to create momentum around the discussion of livelihoods.
You almost regularly go and visit Lebanese officials.
Of course.
What do they tell you?
When it comes to the impact of the Syria crisis and which types of assistance and how Lebanon can be supported, we look at a broad spectrum. It can be the sustainability of financing that Lebanon needs, the impact of the crisis on the country's socio-economic situation, or when we're looking at addressing sensitive issues ranging from permits to humanitarian cases. It's a very strong dialogue, it's inclusive, and I think we always have to underscore that I think the entire international community is extremely appreciative of all the efforts undertaken by all Lebanese partners, government officials, the government of Prime Minister Tamam Salam, and also national partners, because it is a huge burden that Lebanon has been carrying from the outset. I was very touched, particularly in field visits as well, that amongst the poorest of Lebanese citizens, they will always speak of the human dignity of the Syrian guests in their midst. And I think that's a fundamental starting point.